Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baldy.
Yes. Good morning, guys.
Let's start right here.
Good morning.
Let's start right here. I want to get to Mac.
Come on, let's go.
I want to get to Mac, but I want to get to, for the entire team to win that game that way in overtime with that group of guys in that venue versus that coach. How does that entire locker room feel this morning?
That nobody slept. Just like, That level of play, performance, contribution by the entire roster. I didn't know who Travis Gibson was. I mean, I'm just throwing a name out there.
Me neither.
I mean, everybody. I mean, he recovers the fumble, right? I mean, everybody contributed. That's why football is the greatest game. It took everybody, guys that we didn't know, guys from the practice squad, rookies. Like, it was an unbelievable effort. And I think – all of you, I think Joe, like, I think you probably felt the same way. You're just like, oh, it's just the Rams, they're going to come. They're going to keep, yeah, they're just too good. They're going to come. They're going to finish this out. It's going to be a disappointing loss, but it'll be, you know, it'll be some sort of mercy in that. And they just wouldn't let them get over the top, man. It was unreal.
Yeah, and I thought that the full Kyle Shanahan, like, the whole character was on display. The brilliance, the play designing, every single aspect you love, the philosophy on offensive line, which is going to get our quarterbacks killed every single week, which drives me crazy. You can't run the ball. You get tight at the end of the game. You blow a lead, and you find a way to win. Like, it was the full gamut of the Shanahan experience. And I'm left going, this guy, as much as it drives me absolutely nuts, I love him. I thought they won this game in the first half with the way that they controlled the ball and scored touchdowns.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No doubt. I mean, you know, you're playing, you go right down the field and you score. I mean, it's a home game. Obviously, 49er fans just filled that arena like they do. Like, that helps. But the opening drive was brilliant. Mac Jones was brilliant. Again, I mean, again, Kendrick Bourne. I mean, are they going to make a Bourne identity?
Yeah.
Is there going to be a sequel? Is Matt Damon? Who's playing Kendrick Bourne? Like, who was that guy out there?
It was unreal.
I mean, we've all, like, that was an amazing performance. He was the best receiver on the field.
But Baldy, he dropped the third down pass, which yep. would have gotten them into field goal range on third down. It would have probably moved the sticks.
Yep.
And Mac Jones ran over to him as they're coming off the field and put his arm around him and, like, hyped him up. And then from that point on, Bourne was his number one guy outside of Tonjes and CMC.
I mean, you know, you think about later on in the game, third and one. right? I mean, this was the game of 1 yard. Like, who could make the yard? But third and one, they throw the ball over the middle of the field, like into the hornet's nest, and Kendrick Bourne takes it away. Like, that's – and you're coming out of your own end zone. Like, that's a dangerous throw. You just don't see that call on third and one in this league. You just don't. You might see something to the flat, something safe. You know, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to, you know, try to get a yard, quarterback sneak, all this stuff. Like, they throw that ball to Bourne in that spot. That was huge, man. Just a huge, be able to retain possession of the ball right there.
Talking with Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Roast. Emergency Baldy on a Victory Friday, not a Victory Monday. Only thing better than a Victory Monday, Baldy, is a Victory Friday here. No one gave the Niners a shot yesterday, but weird things happen on Thursday Night Football and divisional games.
Insane.
Weird things could happen, and it happened yesterday. The thing that has killed the Niners, Baldy, we talked about it ad nauseum over the years, has been special teams. And yesterday, it was 4 for 4with Eddie Pinheiro, 59-yarder, and it was the Rams kicker making the mistakes with the penalties, with the missed field goal, and he missed or blocked extra point. And yet, Pinheiro, we get the luck finally, if I'm a Niner fan, he doinks it in. Insane.
Yeah. No, it was a doink, but it was a good doink. Nah, I mean, 59-yarder. I mean, you know, everybody's talking about these, you know, these kicking balls now. And, you know, it used to be 50 yards was the met. I mean, 60 yards now is sort of like the cutoff for these kickers with these footballs right now. You know, I know it hit the upright, but that ball was going a lot further than 59 yards, you know. So, like, the 49ers got their kicking issues, you know, solved. The Rams certainly don't have theirs. That was I mean, we could get to all the different plays, but on that play by Alfred Collins at the goal line.
Unbelievable.
Like, first of all, he's becoming a monster. In 1 week, it's funny. It's interesting. You know, he's a Texas kid, right? So his dad, Bernard Collins, is in my friend's, he's getting a flu shot the other day. And my friend meets his dad and he says, "Hey, do you know who Baldy is?" And he's like, "Yeah, of course." He goes, "Let's get him on the phone." So Alfred Collins' dad gets on the phone with my buddy in Austin, Texas. And we're talking, I'm like, "Nah, you know, that was a horrible effort by the 49ers defensive line." I'm like, I'm giving it to his dad about his son. Like, the effort wasn't there. And then his son basically wins the game. And so I'm like, all right, me and Bernard Collins, like, I'm going to take everything back I said the other day. Like, that effort to knock that ball out of Kyron Williams' hand, to split the double team, to make the play and recover the fumble, and to the whole thing at the goal line as the Rams are going in to win the game was that kid grew up in front of us, man. They got themselves a player.
Well, there was so much. And I want to get into Mac, so just put Mac to the side for a second.
Yeah,
but there was so much at the end of the game. So, okay, there's like a minute 10 to go, you know, and I'm thinking, do you let him score here? You only have one timeout, but can Mac, like, can he run and be able to actually execute a one-minute drive given how limited he is? I mean, his pants are falling down. And like, I was thinking all these things in my head. So they get that stop. Then you have three downs where I'm like, no, you cannot throw the ball here because you got a safety 2 weeks ago with a hold. I don't trust the offensive line right now. Jared Verse is a monster. So they put it back to him. There's just enough time. They kick the field goal. We go to overtime, Baldy, and then fourth and one for them, fourth and two for them. I'm thinking, why are they not running that rub route mesh play like they did earlier in the game where you got Puka and Devontae? Why are you running the ball? Why are you not throwing that? That play is unguardable. So just whole sequence
they scored
of plays.
Two touchdowns on that.
Yes.
They scored two touchdowns on that concept.
Should they have not?
They made first downs on that same mesh.
Yes.
You know, that same stack route combination right there. These, you know, Nakua scores from the 1 yard line on that play. I mean, it seemed like it was automatic. I don't know. I mean, I think Sean has a lot of regret about not kicking the field goal there and tying it up. There's still 3.5 minutes to go in the game and a timeout. Like, you just need to stop. I think he's got major regret about that situation right there.
Talking to Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Roast, Spadoni and Shasky. Victory Friday here. And we'll take all your calls all day long. I can't do this win, Baldy. I get it. He's had a lot of playoff wins in the past, but just given the circumstances leading into this game, it does rank up there with one of the best wins I've seen in Kyle Shanahan as a head coach of the 49ers. It has to be.
I agree. I mean, first of all, the game was wildly entertaining. Every football fan in the world stayed up to the very end of that. We're all playing Madden. You know, what do we do in this situation? Fourth and one, what are we doing? Kicking a field goal. Like, everybody's playing it. We're all talking about it. Like, and if you're sitting there by yourself, and I was in a sports bar at the Yankees on one side and 49ers the other, like, we're all screaming at the TV. It's like the ultimate, you know, it's like a melodrama. We're all contributing in some way. But that was a great, great, that's a fantastic coaching job by Kyle, by Sala. Like, the whole staff really needs to feel good about themselves and to get these guys ready to play. You know, to get Marcus Valdes-Scantling ready, to get these guys up and ready to play, because the detail in some of these plays is, you can't just walk through this stuff and go, okay, we're going to dial this up on, you know, Thursday night in a short week. You don't even have time. And so I just think to be able to get all those plays in, to rehearse them, to execute them when you have to, even the McCaffrey touchdown, like out of that shift, on, you know, at the 1 yard line there, just to get Tongas, McCaffrey, Juice all lined up, and then to see Mac Jones execute that thing perfect, like that's precision right there.
Yeah, I thought Mac Jones, boy, I mean, look, you can never, when these guys are coming out, you can't really evaluate from my couch, neck up and inside the heart. You know, the real true grit and courage and toughness of a guy. I mean, he had to have won over America last night. Forget Niner fans. Pre-snap, identifying where to go with. Post-snap, the footwork was brilliant. The toughness was on display. Perfect ball placement, Baldy, over and over. Really only one 0-0 throw over the middle of the field. He stretched the field beyond the numbers down. I thought he took what the defense gave him. He was unbelievable last night. I mean, I got goosebumps thinking about it. I'm so blown away by Mac Jones. He's a perfect fit for Kyle's offense.
Well, I honestly thought that the 49ers were going to draft him when they drafted Trey Lance. I thought they were taking Mac Jones. I thought he was the perfect fit. I don't know how many years ago that, 4 or 5 years ago. But I remember talking to him after his rookie year at the Super Bowl in L.A., and I was like, you know, when I see you on the sideline, Mac, do you actually meditate? I see you close your eyes. Everybody else is looking at video, and coaches are talking to him, and quarterbacks are talking to the receivers, except you go to the sideline, and you, like, literally close your eyes. What do you do? And it is. It's a meditative thing. He clears his head. You know, he took this shot from Byron Young in the third quarter. I mean, it's a rib shot. Like, I know all parts of his body is hurting today. He took a shot to the ribs. Like, most guys aren't surviving that shot. Like, they're just not able to move. And he barely was, but he's still quarterback sneaking. He's still making these throws. Just a gutty, gutty performance. But they needed every bit of it in order to win that game.
We'll get into, and again, it's on First Take. It's everywhere right now. Everyone wants there to be a quarterback controversy. I'm not going to say there's a quarterback controversy. One of the guys is making $260 million. The other one's not. But I'll say this, Baldy. There was a setback, and your colleague over at NFL Network, Ian Rappaport, reporting it yesterday. There was a setback with Brock Purdy in his foot, in his toe, and he's going to be week to week going forward. Does that win yesterday and the level that Mac Jones is playing at afford Brock to rest for not one, but maybe a couple more weeks going forward?
Well, they got a 10-day rest here, so we'll see how it goes. Brock's the starter, but I mean, does anybody have a better backup quarterback in this league than what Mac Jones is doing? I mean, he's won 2 out of the 3 games. He's won at the very end. That performance yesterday might have been the best of his entire career. And so he'll be in a free agent carousel next year, you know, whatever. But, I mean, if I was the 49ers, I'd just lock him up right now. Like, he can start. He can win games. He can win division games. Overtime games, like that performance yesterday, there might be a quarterback controversy as good as he was.
Baldy, he's on a 2-year deal. I don't know if you knew that. They signed him to a 2-year deal. Yeah. I mean,
that was smart.
I mean, he's been outstanding. When I watch the offensive line, let me ask you this question. Because like during the middle of that game, I'm like, Max hurt again. He's lying on the ground. I didn't know he had cramps. But I'm thinking to myself, like, Jared Verse is unreal. I mean, he is unreal, lining up everywhere.
He's an animal.
Oh, he's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I thought McKivitz did a good job in the first half against him. But as Max is lying on the floor, I'm saying to myself, oh, my God. If Shanahan does not draft two offensive linemen in the first four picks of this upcoming draft, like, I'm going to run him out of town. Like, is it philosophy? Is it the players? Is it the style of play? Is it the scheme? Like, why do our quarterbacks take so much punishment with Kyle at the helm as the coach? Is it they're not investing in the position in draft capital? Like, give me your opinions here, because Niner fans are losing their minds about the quarterback taking so many hits.
Yeah, well, it's been going on. I mean, you go back to, NFC Championship game and Brock Purdy, getting his elbow mangled by Hassan Reddick, and you're like, why is my tight end blocking Hassan Reddick? I mean, they have a lot of deep routes. They call a lot of deep shots. The quarterback holds the ball a lot. They like to get five guys out. There's different philosophies and how to protect. You get five out. You can't bring everybody. You got to cover at least five. And so there's different philosophies, but I mean, this has been going on now for most of 10 years here. So it's a legit question, because they do take a lot of hits.
So would you like, they have to invest in the draft for linemen, right? I mean, that's where I'm going with this. Cause like, I mean, we're going to be talking quarterback health the rest of the way.
Look at the other team you're competing with right now, immediately in the division, Seattle. I mean, there's Charles Cross, first round pick. There's Big Abe Lucas. There's Graves Abel, first round pick. First round pick on a guard. Like and here they are. It's going to be a heck of a competition like throughout the year between everybody in that division. But they invested heavily in that position, and it's paying off for them right now.
Baldy, and we appreciate your time this morning. Emergency Baldy here on a Friday, a victory Friday for the Niners. One more on your way out. What did you make of Christian McCaffrey's performance? I mean, this guy has had no holes to run through.
I love him.
He's been working with like kind of a new offensive line. He got a new left guard. He got injuries all over the place. You're averaging like 2 yards a carry. But the receiving game, I mean, this guy, I truly believe that Baldy, if he wanted to be a full-time receiver like his brother is, Luke McCaffrey, he could be one of the best slot receivers in the NFL.
No, there's no question. I mean, when he goes in the slot, the routes that he runs are every bit as good as Amon-Ra St. Brown, anybody in this business like that. So, but he's giving it everything he's got right now, everything. And so I still believe there's big runs that are coming. They got to keep fighting through it. But, he had 31 touches yesterday. Like, you can't ask anything more from what he did. And, everything from the blocking to the effort to the catches to extending plays to fighting for every blade of grass. You can't ask for anything more. I said it had to be a Christian McCaffrey game. Now, I didn't know Kendrick Bourne, could have that kind of a day. But I thought you needed 30 touches from Christian, in order to battle and beat the Rams. They got 31 from him, and they got other unbelievable performances as well.
Hey, Baldy.
Baldy, I love you.
Thank you so much for coming on this Friday. I mean, Niner fans are losing their minds, and rightfully so.
I lost my voice.
This team won one division game last year, and they're already 3-0. And three of those wins are with a backup quarterback? Pretty insane. Hey, Baldy, good luck this weekend, man.
Yeah. All right, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Love
there
you, Baldy.
Goes Brian Baldinger, who joined us on an emergency session, usually Tuesdays and every Tuesday at 7:30. But we had to get his reaction today, Joe. And the Bourne identity is back. He's reborn, whatever you want to call him. That connection, and I thought it was well put on the Mac Jones front. Like, the guy's got the talent. He's got the, he just hasn't had any coaching worth a damn in his career. And he did say, if he keeps playing like this, maybe there is going to be some quarterback controversy. He did say that.
I think we just live in the moment for right now, and we see where Brock's health is at, and just be thankful that you have Mac Jones.
You're so politically correct with that answer. And I
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.